Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to episode number 41 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we have a look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good sing to. Last week we did Healthy Hole and we spoke to Mairead McCabe in Select Stores in Dalkey. She gave us great tips to be healthy and get immune boosters and mood boosters during this shitty time. And this week we are doing Wheelchairs, the whole story. And this is with Laura Leeson. If you want to know more about Laura and her blog, go to Laura's Life on Wheels on Instagram. It is fascinating. She is, anyway, I'll let her tell her story, but she is the perfect balance of just someone with a zest for life, but is honest about her frustrations with life. She has cerebral palsy. She is a wheelchair user. She has chronic arthritis, and yet she gets on with it. She has a job, she's studying, she'd put everyone to shame. So here is my story with Laura.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I'm really sorry if the lunatics around the house here start banging on the door or anything. Sorry about that. You're obviously at home at the moment.
Yeah.
You've spent a lot of the last 12 months at home.
Yeah, since March.
Yeah.
Like, initially started off with 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks has turned into what is now 10 months. So, it's been tough.
Yeah. And you had kind of just started a really interesting vlog at the start of last year on Instagram. Before we ever knew about COVID.
Yeah, it's just like, I felt like I had, like, stories to tell before even pandemic, like pre-pandemic, and just stuff that was going on in my life that I felt people like would be interested in, or I needed to hear, or, you know.
Yeah.
Just day-to-day stuff that was going on in my life.
Yeah, and we won't give away your age, but you're in your 30s, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're clear as crystal conversation-wise, but obviously you're difficulty is physical movement, so that's the area of disability for you, is it?
I have cerebral palsy.
Yep.
That's my main disability. So, like, that would be primary movement, and that's why I'm in, I use a power chair to get around.
Okay. And has it got worse over the years, or have you had loads of physio to try and keep the movement as good as possible?
I've done everything I can to try and keep as good as I can be, but I mean, the chair has always been and will always be part of my life.
Okay, so you've always had a chair from right, okay.
I would say I was about 5 when I got my first chair, probably about 10 when I got my first power chair.
Okay. And it's great that you can communicate. I know I'm really looking for positives here, but at least you can shout and roar at people. It's great to have such a strong voice.
No, it is, because there's plenty of people that aren't in that my position who can't, voice their own opinions and speak for themselves.
And do you ever find, because you're in a chair, that people kind of presume you're not as intelligent as you actually are, and that you might be able to buy and sell them on an intellectual front?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a perception out there, in the employment world anyway, that you're in a disc or you're in a chair or have a disability and you can't work, you're kind of limited to what you can do, kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. And
I've always tried to challenge that as much as I could.
Okay, obviously in the last year, work is a major problem. But what was your, like, say, what's your favourite job to date or your favourite training? What's your preferred area?
Like, I think I've just naturally gone towards the admin kind of side of things. And, like, I'm organisational, that kind of, like, being a bit of transport management in the job I was doing, that kind of thing. So I think I've got good organisational skills.
Yeah, you'd be rubbish. You'd be rubbish at stacking shelves now, in fairness, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I couldn't see that working. I think there'd be more stuff on the floor than there would be stacked on the shelves.
That said, though, I've noticed that you find ways around things. So if that was your job, there'd be some little mini forklift you'd find to come out of the side of your chair that you'd get from some occupational therapist.
I'd get some engineer somewhere to build me something.
Absolutely. What are the most fascinating items you've come across? God, I don't know, anything from bikes to technology to straws to whatever.
I use a lot of assistive technology. Alexa has been brilliant for me. She'll probably start talking out in the background the second I say her name. But it's been brilliant. I have my TV hooked up to it. I have my lights hooked up to it. Like, basically, everything I use is controlled by my voice. Like, technology is improving all the time.
So when you were in your 20s, we didn't have anything like that, Alexa. And God, I presume ordering food online. Can you order, deliver?
Yeah, none of that. Like, everything was done by phone, by money, by actual physical cash.
Yeah, yeah.
Which again would be hard for me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the world has changed so much.
And just say, forget about COVID for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
How much personal assistance did you need, we'll say, say in your 20s now, when there wasn't Alexa and pre-COVID and all that, how many hours a day would you need of family or friends or PAs to help you through a normal day?
I wouldn't put it in hours, really. I basically need help with every kind of need that you could think of, from personal care to going to bed, getting up in the morning, everything. So.
Okay, and what if, like,
you know,
what?
Once I'm up and in my chair, I'm grand, but everything about that.
Okay.
I need help with, and I'll always will.
So if someone is with you for an hour and they get you set up in the morning, you know, done all your bits, you even bathroom, food, you're then isolated for, you know, you're set up for 3 hours or X amount of hours.
Yeah, I could go 4 hours would be my max without needing kind of, before I need help again kind of thing.
Yeah. So how frustrated do you get when you're 20 minutes into one of those situations and there's just an emergency, you're going, oh no, can't do this.
It's probably, like, the disability itself in society doesn't bother me. Like, you get used to that so quickly.
Yeah.
It just becomes part of your life. But I think the physical side of it, that dependency, it is one of the most, you know, frustrating parts of it.
Yeah, and you have a sister, don't you, Sarah? She's younger than you?
Yeah, she's younger.
Yeah, was she meant to get married last year?
She was. She's unfortunately got caught up in the COVID wedding situation. So that's been put back for another little while.
Right, okay.
So, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, but again, you're not allowed to complain. Yeah. It's like first world problems. Get over yourself, which is tough. And are your parents looking forward to that wedding when it finally happens?
They are, yeah. We're hoping now towards the end of this year, and hopefully we'll get more numbers than we're previously allowed now.
Yeah, okay. And when do you see yourself being able to go back to work again? I know...
At the moment, I'm aiming for the date that we've kind of agreed on is kind of late April.
Right.
That's being vaccinated and everything.
Are you on top of the list for vaccination, or are you struggling to get up the list?
I'm I would be, like, I'm a fairly good GP, so she would be pushing fairly hard to get as much priority as possible.
Okay, okay.
So, I don't know, maybe April is my aim, latest June, I would say, you know.
And then if you get vaccinated, because you do get on a bus, don't you? Can you get back on a bus then, or does someone have to drive you around, or can you work from home?
I can't work from home. The job I have, it's, as I said, it's kind of transport management and admin and that kind of thing. I really need to be there to kind of see what's going on. In terms of transport, I have my own van. My PA is driving me, so I'm looking that way. The odd time I have to use public transport, but that's not really an issue at the moment. I'm lucky enough in that way.
Yeah. And would you prefer if you could work from home, if you had a job that could work from home, or do you just need to get out for sanity and for the particular type of job it is, you'd have to be there anyway?
No. Like, work has always been about getting out for me.
Yeah.
And the social interaction and the sanity.
Yeah.
Like, I can even feel myself changing in the last few months.
I don't know you very well, Laura, at all, but I would say I'd say you're a messer, are you? A bit of crack in the workplace.
Yeah, well, we get on. Like, I've worked with these guys for the last 10 years, so
brilliant.
We get on really well, and we know each other really well, so.
And how are they all doing? Is that particular workplace open or shut at the moment?
It's kind of staggered. It's open and it's closed with the lockdown, and then it's going on kind of scouting staff that it's not fully open.
Okay. How's your joints and stuff in the last year? Is there a reduction in assistance from physiotherapy and stuff like that for your movement?
Physio, OT, seat needs, they've all kind of, they're still there, but they're remote, they're doing everything by phone and by,
Okay.
You're not actually physically getting seen.
Because I've never had Botox myself, but I have heard that botulism, I can't remember the full name for it, but it's very helpful for
sodium toxin or some pronunciation like that.
What's the full name again?
Botulism toxin.
Right. And that's like gold to you, is it? That really helps your muscles?
Yeah, it does. Now, it's different to somebody getting it for, like, cosmetic, let's say. But yeah, it does have its medical uses as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was originally invented for medical reasons, for muscle tremors and muscle relaxants, but it's obviously taken on a world of its own.
Yeah, so people joke with me all the time, can you not save some of that for my face or whatever, bring it home.
Yeah, and do you feel the benefits of it though when you do get a dose of it?
It takes about 6 weeks and then you get about maybe 4 months out of it.
Fantastic.
But it's
worth it. Great.
But, you're limited to how much you can get. So,
am I right that if you got too much of it, the effect wouldn't work, or that it would just be bad for you?
I think it's a bit of both. The effect wouldn't work and it's just too much in your system.
Okay, and just from an arthritis point of view, my mother died 2 years ago and she had rheumatoid from the age of 26, and I saw her struggle her whole life with her bones burning out and her joints and really, really tough stuff.
Oh, horrible, yes.
Yeah, methotrexate and a lot of different medications to try and get through. Are you finding it difficult with the joints, or are they okay?
The fact that I'm in the wheelchair kind of all day, like coming up to 14 hours a day. It doesn't help it either.
Yeah. Are there any natural things you can take? Like, is there hemp oil or is there...
I've tried hemp oil, yeah. Hemp oil can work. It does work. It works really well. I think it's just, a balancing act and...
Yeah.
Finding something that, will work and...
Now, I think what you should get is maybe sponsored by our, where you could endorse the hemp oil and turmeric. If they could get you, and there's some other oil as well. There's a few different things that can really help. And, you probably wouldn't mind being a little guinea pig for these things as well, just to give them a try. If you were in a lot of pain, you'd try anything.
Anything's worth a try at this stage.
Yeah.
I think I tried every pharmaceutical, you know, medicine on the market.
Yeah. And everything works for a while, but then you just need alternatives, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I also feel very strongly that you're a fantastic, because you've such a great voice, and people who are listening to you would presume, Asha, what's she going on about? But then when people would see you physically struggle, they might presume, like, have you ever been taken advantage of, we'll say, with someone being mean to you because you're in a chair? Like, have you ever been taken advantage of in a nasty way?
Oh, I think I've been very lucky, like, in...
Good.
In the way I've been treated, like...
Great,
you know,
great.
I can't say I've come up against anything too terrible or too mean. Like, you get the odd person who talks to a PA instead of talking to you, or, you know, that kind of thing. But
right.
I mean, I think that's just generational.
They're making a presumption about you.
Yeah.
Because you're in a chair.
Yeah.
Right.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. As an advocate for disability and stuff like that, what would you love to see change if you had a magic wand?
Just people's awareness, I guess. I think that's another reason why I started the page, is just to raise awareness and just let people see, A, what it's like living with a disability, but B, to let people see that you can live a relatively normal life, for want of a better word.
And I guess a lot of people don't even know what cerebral palsy is.
Yeah, I guess the only way that I could ever describe it was it's similar to a stroke, but you're born with it, really. It's basically about brain damage.
Right. It can be the mental side of the brain or the physical side of the brain or a bit of both, or...
Well, I've been affected more physically. I'm lucky that, you know, intellectually I haven't been.
Yeah.
And I've been able to work and I've been able to take on projects that I have. You know, as I said earlier, there's a lot of people who don't have that.
Absolutely, who don't have a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And am I right that you're blessed with a really kind family?
Yeah, I'm living at home at the moment.
Yeah.
My family are great, like, particularly to the last few ones, like,
we're
barely getting a break from each other.
And I mean, all families are killing each other at the moment. I mean, literally killing each other and walking out on each other. And, you know, God, we need the patience of Job this year, really.
I know.
But I had... I had someone on the phone to me yesterday, and they have too much money. Like, they couldn't spend it in the rest of their lives. And they were moaning and moaning and moaning. They've no illness. And they were just moaning about how they're constantly depressed for the last 12 months. And you know what? I'd love you to give them... No, I'm not going to make you call them, but I'd love someone like you to talk to them and just tell them to cop on. Like, they genuinely don't have a problem. Their only problem is that they don't have one. Like, they have too much money and they've no physical ailments, and they're just depressed for the sake of being depressed, as far as I can gather. And there's no excuse for that.
No, Yeah, I guess, I mean, the last year has been tough for everyone. I guess, the mental health kind of thing keeps coming up on the radio all the time. And, you know, it's like I deal with struggles every day,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but you have a reason to moan, Laura, for God's sake. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but I love following you on Instagram because you're...
Thank you.
Because you have your cranky days and you have your days where you shout out at the world and tell everyone to cop on. But you're just so positive other times and you're so...
No, I've always tried to balance it. I really have.
Yeah, we will see in the future how you are going to make an impact for yourself and for other people who don't have as strong a voice as you to help people with disabilities.
Oh, I mean, I'm blown away at how the page has taken off. I never thought when I started it last year like that it would take off the way it has.
But to be fair, Laura, that's down to you because you're honest, but you're positive.
Yeah.
Like you're a normal person, as in you get down, but you get up every day and you see pictures of you on the bike. And you've some other ape going, oh, I don't feel like going for a jog. And then when you see the effort you do to do whatever distance on the bike, you're going, come on, you know, get over yourself. So, yeah.
Sometimes I do think because I'm not good, like Instagram is so video orientated and physically I just can't manage that unless there's somebody with me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that my content isn't kind of good enough, but then you kind of see the reaction I get and you're like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I saw a picture of you with John Connors. I did a short film with John 2 years ago called Shawnee and Flo, and I was playing a posh bitch and he was playing a bin man and I was giving him crap, and it did quite well actually, but he's a lovely, lovely guy. I saw that you met him.
He is. I followed Jada McCann's story with this. And John did the documentary of her and her dad's life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was at the Virgin Media launch of that. Like, I got tickets myself, and I just happened to bump into him.
Right.
So yeah, he's a really good guy.
And you also do work with Make Way Day. Is that about just more awareness of?
That's with the Disability Federation of Ireland.
Yeah.
They want to Make Way Day every year, just to make people more aware of like space.
And is that different? Is that different to International Disability Persons the day in December, the purple light and all that?
Yeah, Make Way Day is more about access.
Okay.
International Disability Day would be more like broad.
Okay, so it's for a lot of different disabilities, whereas Make Way is probably more wheelchair orientated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And DFI got onto me just in the middle of the year and asked me what I kind of be an ambassador for. So
great.
And we did it, which got a great response.
And have you had any situations in life where someone just didn't make way, or you found yourself, right, that's an event I can't be at, that's something I won't be part of because, you know, there's steps or there's an aeroplane or
something? You always get situations where, like, things are upstairs and, you know, functional rooms are upstairs and certain offices and work you can't get into where things might be going on and that kind of thing. And access is still a major issue, like.
Which is crazy.
Again,
I mean, that's something that should be easily fixable.
Especially now, like, everywhere should be. 20 years ago, I would have said, you know, but today it should be different.
So do you do a lot of, because my mum used to do this when she wasn't very physically able, she would do, she would plan her journey in her head, and towards the end, her lungs got her. So she would be physically and breath-wise short, but she'd talk through, if she was arriving at something, she would talk through how she was going to get in there, how many steps, the distance between the door and, you know, a lot of things. She would go through stuff in her head before she'd get there.
As I say, there's no spontaneity in disability. There's just not, like, you have to plan everything.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes the planning really wears you out. When you get there, like, you're just so wrecked from planning that you just, you know, you're so tired. Like, the event is just...
I'm sorry for laughing, but that is so makes sense, because your adrenaline, yeah. it's like you're being chased by a lion to actually make it there, to get over all the hurdles, and then you just go, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, like you're ready to collapse in the chair almost.
Would you ever have a glass, do you ever have a glass of wine, or are you not allowed?
I've never drunk, not that I can't, but I just never. Never took to it.
Oh, you're better off.
I tried it, just don't like it.
Yeah, no, I did too much of it when I was 17, 18, 19, 20. Now I'm a whore for the sugar now.
Oh, I won't be.
I don't know what's your vice? Yeah, chocolate or crisps?
Coca-Cola is my only vice.
Coca-Cola, we leave you have that. So you're not having five coffees a day?
No, but I don't know which would be worse.
Yeah,
the coffees are the Coke.
You're, do you know what? At least it's not heroin, and it's not, you're not having three bottles of vodka a day.
Yeah, I'd always say the red can, not the other side.
Yeah, yeah. Your teeth, all right, would you'd want to watch the old Coke could erode the teeth, but so can everything else. Apparently, I loved apples, and the dentist told me stop having apples.
Worse.
Oh yeah, feck it.
We did a lot worse.
Feck it. Whatever gets us through. So do you have any other stories or hopes for the future, we'll say, during COVID, after COVID, stuff you'd like to advocate, visions, anything?
I'd love to, I just love to keep advocating, and I'd love to maybe, I think the Instagram has given me a kind of an insight and a buzz for a kind of online journalism.
Yes.
I've started a course in that to kind of keep me going while I'm at work, so maybe in the future that could be a road I go down.
I do think you should have a voice in a newspaper at the moment, particularly about,
yeah, I'd love to get like I'm not saying I have much experience writing, I don't at the moment, but I'd love to get a break, you know, in that area.
But forget about experience. I'm here doing a podcast and I'm interviewing you. What experience do I have?
Yeah.
I decided 12 months ago I was going to do this so I wouldn't lose my mind.
Well, this is it, like, you know.
Yeah.
This is, you know, things have changed so much. Like, who would have thought Zoom a year ago would have been such a big thing?
Completely. And also, I don't know how you are with typing, but I'm sure that there are people who have full physical capability who are writing their articles for the paper by voicing it into a computer and the computer types it out. Like,
oh yeah, definitely. No, I'm not a fan of those voice control softwares. They take ages to get
right
and train. I'm lucky enough that my typing is fairly good.
Great. And your fingers are very important to you then, and your hands. Do you do exercises for them every day?
No, my left hand would be my dominant hand.
Right.
And then I've just recently started to get the Botox into my right hand to see if we can get a bit more function into that.
Okay. I've never met you, but I'm a fan and I really admire you.
Thank you. And thanks so much for all your support.
I look forward to keeping in touch, and thanks for being my friend.
Thank you.
All
thanks
right.
For calling your friend.
And say hi to Sarah. I hope she gets her wedding.
Hopefully. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been a tough few months now.
Yeah.
From friends. She's
handled
very well.
I think I saw her fella at, there was a picture there you posted. He's fine looking, isn't he? Yeah, he's lovely. Yeah. Not bad looking.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. He's probably sitting next to you.
No, we're okay.
I'm married with kids anyway. And okay. All right, girl. We talk again? Thank you so much.
Now, wouldn't that put you to shame for moaning? So yeah, follow Instagram, Laura's Life on Wheels. So that's Laura's_life_on_
wheels, no, there's not an underscore at the end. So give her a follow and her blog. Yeah, we were having a chat after. She's hilarious. Like, she said some people ask her, so were you born in a wheelchair? And she's like, yeah, they built a ramp on the delivery table and I just rolled right out. Yeah. Or she was in the park. She put up a post there the other day. Dogs aren't meant to be let loose after 11. So she was out at her, you know, appropriate time. Yeah, dogs jumping around her chair, off their leads, barking at her, biting at her. Yeah, so she's not afraid to speak her mind. Yeah, I think you're going to hear a lot from Laura Leeson. So watch this space. And okay, next week we are going to do, I don't know, dance your hole off or board off your hole. We'll see. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please tell your friends and yeah, give Laura a follow on Instagram, Laura's Life on Wheels, because it's going to be worth it. She has a lot to say. Okay, thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.